Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may love you, honor you, and serve you in ways that lead others to come to know you as we continue this new month and this final full month of the liturgical year. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, we are beginning the next week, which is the 27th week of ordinary time. Actually, of course, yesterday is when we actually begin the week. But of course, this is our work week, and we're beginning and we're going on from there. It's going to be an interesting one in the fact that tomorrow is the traditional day to bless animals. I remember when I was a pastor in Somerville, and I mentioned to one of the people there, I said, tomorrow's the day we bless animals in the church. And he looked at me, he said, you do what? And I said, well, we bless animals. We do it at the church. And he's, because it's, you do, it's very traditional on St. Francis Day, or sometimes you do it over the weekend. And he says, that's it. I've seen everything now. But it's true. That is the day that you bless animals in celebration of St. Francis. There's an interesting story I put in my bulletin this weekend. A long time ago, actually, we're talking like several months ago, we had a funeral at Mass, and there was a eulogy, and the person who was speaking the eulogy, I think, was the son of the deceased, who was a woman, and he told a secret that up until that time, no one knew. Now, of course, I have a rule with eulogies that don't say anything that you wouldn't want, that the deceased wouldn't want to hear in church. So anytime someone says, well, this is a secret, that's never a good thing. But this one turned out to be good. Well, apparently, she had this dog that she really loved very much, and the dog died. And so she had kind of a funeral service for dogs. For her dog. Well, I very rarely react to a eulogy purposely, because it's really not my position to give any indication of approval or disapproval. It's just so I just really stay very objective during a eulogy. And I tell people that. I says, if you give the eulogy and other people react to it, don't look to me to react, because I'm wrong. But this is one where I just couldn't help it. I thought that was hysterical in the fact, I thought it was very funny, in the fact that she cared so much about the dog, but she was concerned of doing a funeral for the dog, so she did it all secretly. Well, actually, we don't do funerals for dogs, just so you know that. And many of you are fully aware, we don't do funerals for dogs. But you can do a prayer of thanksgiving for your pet. So I said, in light of that, we will make the intention of the Mass, which is the 5:30 Mass tomorrow afternoon, in thanksgiving for our pets. So that's what I'm doing. And there's nothing wrong with that, because the pets are a gift from God, and it is a thanksgiving for the gifts that the pets showed us. I don't have one, actually, in their lives. So that is actually acceptable. And that actually is kind of interesting, the story that starts there. On another line, we're going to look at the first reading from Galatians. And you have to understand that Paul, when he wrote, he obviously was a Christian. He was a convert to Christianity, obviously one of the first. He wasn't the first, but he was one of the first, and he became the apostle to the Gentiles. Well, one of the things he did was he was preaching basically, you know, from what he learned from St. Peter, and he was out preaching about this new experience of being a Christian. And one of the things that happened, and this comes up still to this day over and over again, was whether or not Christians still had to live by the laws of the Jewish faith. So, obviously, we're not talking about the commandments. You know, the commandments, you have to live by the commandments. But I'm talking about the other laws of the Jewish faith. There were I forget how many laws there were. It's the same amount of laws as there are bones in the bodies. It's like 686 or something like that. I forget the exact number. But anyway, so there are all these little rules. And you see Jesus talk about that in the Bible, in the Gospels, where the Pharisees were very strict on certain rules, and certain rules had to be followed and everything else. And one of them is there could be no work at all on the Sabbath. So obviously they criticized Jesus when he did any healing, because that was against the law. So the question always has been, since that time, how much of the law do we have to follow? And of course, one of the signs that we don't have to follow all the Jewish laws is if you by chance had bacon with your eggs this morning, because the Jews and the Muslims do not eat products from any pork products. They also don't eat lobster, by the way. So that's kind of an interesting thing. It's for the exactly the same reason. They're considered unclean animals. So they don't eat pork, and therefore, or any of the products such as bacon. So if you had bacon with your eggs, you're probably not Jewish. But one of the reasons why is because Paul and, you know, Peter also declared this in the famous line from Acts, but we also see that those laws do not apply. Well, in Galatians, these preachers came back and they said, yes, they do still have to apply. And this angered Paul to no end. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You can connect to the parish, St. Anthony in Alston, where you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, by the way. If you'd like to donate to the show, there's places to do that. And we'd really appreciate it if you would, because that also tells our supporters that, yep, yeah, people are listening and they do appreciate the show. And I know people, I get it all the time now, because, yeah, I listen to your show. Or, yeah, I hear what you have to say. Or, gee, you speak a little differently than other people. Or, I really like your radio voice. I've had all those. So there are people who are clearly listening. But don't forget that if you'd like to support the show, that also shows others, yes, the show is being supported. And that's important as well. And as I say, you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony in Alston, as and always know that that is always there on Sundays. So we're talking about this powerful message from Galatians. And what we're seeing is Paul is talking about, he's angrily speaking about how he is he really is angry about this preaching that's going on, that they are coming in and they're preaching a separate gospel. And he's basically saying, why are you listening to them? Why are you hearing what their message is? One of the things that people preach that will always disturb people, if people put a new condition on salvation. Now, understand that Jesus comes and he's talking about eternal life. And if you look back at the early readings, if you look back at, well, a better way to put it is the, like, for example, the first chapter in John, the Gospel of John, which is called the Prologue of John, or the first chapter in the Letter of John, you see these powerful understandings that are radically different than what you see in the Old Testament. One of the things you'll learn about the Old Testament, people will talk about different forms of morality that you find in the Old Testament, but that's the morality. What happens in the New Testament is you hear a whole different understanding of who we are as human beings. You hear a whole different anthropology is the word, because Jesus died that we may have eternal life. Remember, prior to Jesus. I mean, we can see this in the Acts of the Apostles when there is this great discussion, this great fight, actually, between the Pharisees and the Sadducees over whether or not there was eternal life. The Sadducees did not believe in it, and the Pharisees did. And so you have this big fight. Well, with Jesus dying and resurrected and ascending into heaven, now you have it established. There is eternal life. And this is something that St. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 15. Matter of fact, I corrected some. I was surprised. He called himself, I guess he was a professor. I think he called himself a theologian in a university. He said, there is no historical evidence that Jesus resurrected from the dead. And I said, we have eyewitness accounts from St. Paul, just for starters, 1 Corinthians 15. So yes, there is historical evidence. So, but once that happens, as St. Paul explains, we know we have eternal life and we have eternal life. As a matter of fact, remember, in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, if Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, then we're wasting our time. We're all in our sins. Doesn't make any difference anymore. Obviously, that's not an exact quote. So, we understand that now there is this eternal life. Well, when someone comes along and puts a condition on it that isn't there, that's always upsetting. And what was upsetting the people is people came back, these preachers came along and said, you have to follow the Jewish laws also in order to be saved. And Paul went ballistic when this is where the first chapter, this is where it strikes, says, no, that is absolutely not true. And so that's what Galatians really talks about, this whole understanding is, yes, there is a moral law to follow, but there is not the liturgical laws that existed prior to the ascension of Christ. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.